The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time for Tech Talk. Two words I never thought I'd say on this segment: quantum computing. But never say never. Apparently, aeronautics giant Airbus has announced that it is creating a global competition to encourage developers to find ways that quantum computing can be applied to aircraft design. Kai, what is quantum computing in 2 minutes?
In 2 minutes, I'm pretty sure I'm not the best person to ask about describing quantum computing in 2 minutes. It's a technology that has evaded, I think, even the best of minds for years. But Airbus wants to apply it to their aircraft design. So we're looking at, basically quantum computing is... Okay, so your computers run on ones and zeros, right? So if it's a zero, I think it's a zero state. If it's one, it does something. It's a 5-volt state or something. Mm-hmm. So essentially, computers run on what, zeros and ones. Whatever you see runs on those two numbers. So quantum computers, they harness the power of quantum systems such as atoms, which can simultaneously exist in multiple states and can be used as quantum bits or qubits. So I think I'm pretty sure I lost some of us.
Okay, that's beyond the cloud for me.
So basically what this means is that quantum computers can handle faster and more complex calculations.
And they'll be smaller as well.
Yeah, and they can be smaller and made much more powerful than the computers we have today.
Okay. Do you know in which areas is Airbus hoping to apply quantum computing to?
So this massively improved computing, Airbus is looking to apply it to the optimization of aircraft design. Mm-hmm. So specifically the optimization of aircraft climb. So the climbing of an aircraft, I think there's some calculations to be done there. Second is the optimization of the wing design. I think that's quite important for an aircraft. Computational fluid dynamics, or CFD, which determines the aerodynamics of the aircraft. Differential equations and aircraft loading optimization, the last one simply being how much weight the aircraft can take on.
Fantastic. So we know that this global competition was announced on Wednesday. Who exactly can apply?
Technically us, but I'm not
anyone?
Applying. I'm not applying. So the company is inviting anyone from postgraduate students to academics to entrepreneurs. So, entrepreneur, anyone? You can submit your proposals all the way through October of 2019, and then Airbus will then select the winners, who would then be given access to the computing hardware that will allow them to develop their ideas.
Is that the prize? Access to computers?
If you have access to, computers at Airbus, maybe that's a good prize.
Okay. Well, according to sources that we know, LG, apparently, Kai, is the supplier for a Mercedes-Benz model that will feature a motion detection system that can read a driver's gestures in order to control some of the in-car functions. I mean, I'm just curious, what can LG's system do inside the car?
I was actually just testing a, I think it was a, I can't remember which model I was testing. You have like gesture control in the car. You move your finger in a circular motion. You can turn up or down your volume. It's quite wondrous. Like, you're driving along, you just...
That is so Harry Potter.
Yeah, spin your finger in
you
the air
and
the volume
one.
Goes down. So in LG's implementation, a camera will be installed in the car ceiling, which will then read the driver's hand gestures, which will let them control tasks as turning on the cruise control and adjusting music volume. So very mundane. Cars nowadays can do sort of like stuff like that. But ultimately, LG envisions a system that can perform more complex functions like shifting gears. So I don't know exactly how that works. You move your hand in the air and the gear shifts, something into that effect. I think the future is gesture control. Voice control for cars is already coming into the mainstream. The new BMW 3 Series has voice control, and apparently it's quite good.
Gestures in cars, a bit tricky for family with toddlers. You want to keep them strapped in firmly.
Volume height goes from 0 to 11.
Alright, moving on. How have semi-autonomous systems like LG systems really helped shape the automotive industry, do you think?
So I think systems like these, when more and more automakers deploy them, the only thing they can, drivers can get on the roads is safer. So advanced driver assistance systems, they basically are the building blocks for fully autonomous systems. I was driving the Jaguar I-Pace just yesterday.
Nice.
I returned it. Really nice car. Amazing. It's got a semi-autonomous system where you can, oh, whereby the car actually can sort of drive itself. I mean, you have to put your hands in the wheel, but it will stop. It will go and it will steer itself.
And how long did you try this function out for?
Quite a while, actually. I was stuck in a jam coming back home via Lonnie Road. And as we all know, at 5 p.m, Lonnie Road is absolutely congested.
And you went into autonomous mode in a jam?
Yes.
That's brave.
So right then I activated the system. And the car basically stopped and started itself as the car in front of me moved off.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed within its lane. It was surreal. Absolutely surreal. I had never seen anything or tried anything like this before. But the car was just basically doing the driving for me. And yes, I might have taken my hands off the wheel for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the car and the car still steer. It got a bit angry after a while, though. It told me to put your hands back on the wheel. I was like, okay, right.
Of course, it talked as well.
Yeah. Gave me a lecture.
Okay, keeping a cool head has never been easy. But thanks to technology, we hear that the people Swiss Guard can now literally do just that with this one change to their uniform. Now, I'm curious, what has changed in their uniform, Kai?
So we all imagined the Papal Swiss Guard, you know, their designed uniforms. I forgot who designed it, actually. Was it Leonardo or something? Anyway, they have all these colourful, the orange and blue outfits and their helmets with the red fluff on top.
Yeah.
So these helmets were actually steel. They're actually steel, and they weigh 2 kilograms a piece. Yeah. So one helmet is 2 kilograms. So they've got two kilos sitting up on the heads.
Mm. Yes. Okay.
And basically, these helmets have now been 3D printed.
Mm.
They've been 3D printed. And guess how much they weigh now? From 2 kilograms to...
2 grams.
Oh, well, that's basically a feather on top of the head. Uh-huh. They now weigh 570 grams.
Huge difference.
Oh, a quarter.
Yeah, so it weighs a quarter of what they originally used to weigh.
Wow.
So 3D printers, it has brought their uniforms into the 21st century all the way from, I think it was 1506 they were founded in.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know. Maybe they'll be less grumpy when you cross the line. You know, when you stand in front of the Papal Swiss Guards and you try to take a photo, there's a yellow line that you have to stand behind.
Oh, yeah.
And if you cross that line, they get pretty grumpy.
Something like the guards at Buckingham Palace.
Pretty much. And now I know why they have so much.
Okay, moving on.
In this day in tech, the Apple Macintosh made its debut, Kai?
Yep. So January 24th, 1984, Apple Computer launches the Macintosh computer with a demonstration of the computer in front of 3,000 people. So it's the beige one that we all know and love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That they're going to show you a picture.
Oh,
it's that one.
Okay.
It's the one everyone knows. It's the nice rounded beige one.
Yeah.
The one you see in all the movies to be set in the 80s.
Oh, yes, that's right. So... exactly. It's not the best computer there was.
What a box.
It was literally a box.
Yeah.
It was literally a computer in a box.
Mm.
Gosh.
Yeah. So it's the first computer for the masses. And, well, it wasn't particularly powerful, but it was made, for the rest of us, the computer for the rest of us. And it was introduced in that famous 1984 commercial broadcast during the Super Bowl, during the same year. That crazy Apple commercial with someone running and then lighting an Olympic torch or something like that.
I'm too young to know that. Okay, so great. The Apple Macintosh born this day back in 1984. Kai, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Can we read about that ride you were talking about anywhere?
Yes, I think it might be coming out as a review in Talk magazine, which I write for, but I have to check with my editor on that. But I'm pretty sure it'll come out soon.
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He's tech contributor for the Business Times, and he writes for Talk as well. Wong Kai there in Tech Talk.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.